Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from Dan.
Hello. So I've posed myself a question. Had my parents, my grandparents, or myself never received any vaccinations, what are the chances that I'd be here to pose this question? Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. If neither you, your parents, nor your grandparents had received vaccinations, it's safe to say you being here would be less likely. But it's difficult to quantify exactly by how much. Age-specific death rates in the UK fell considerably in the period before the widespread use of vaccines due to interventions such as clean drinking water, sanitation, and improved diets. But vaccination has also played an important role in reducing deaths and serious illnesses in the UK from infectious diseases. Here to tell us more is Helen Bedford, Professor of Children's Health at University College London.
Thanks, James. Vaccination is often quite rightly described as a global health success story. And after the provision of clean water, the most important public health intervention, and the figures show that clearly. Quite simply, vaccines save millions of lives every year. As a result of vaccination, smallpox, which is estimated to have killed more than 300 million people in the 20th century alone, was eradicated in 1980. And in the first 23 years of this century, the measles vaccine prevented 60 million deaths globally, mainly in young children. But it's also important to remember that death, while obviously the most severe outcome of vaccine-preventable infections, is not the only consequence of these diseases. Individuals can be left with serious long-term effects too. These include intellectual impairment, seizure disorders, physical disabilities such as cerebral palsy, limb amputations, and sensory impairments such as to vision and hearing.
And it's not just those that get vaccinated that see the benefit.
That's right. If enough people in the population are vaccinated, immunity in the community, sometimes called herd immunity, can provide protection for people who can't be vaccinated because of their age or because of their health status. Despite these incredible advances, many children still do not have the benefit of vaccination due to difficulties with access, conflict, lack of funding, or strained health services. Every day, over 300 children die from measles somewhere in the world. This is easily preventable with a cheap, effective, and safe vaccine. This inequity disproportionately affects children in resource-poor countries and not only places children at risk, but has much wider impacts on a country's economy and growth.
An important call to action. So, Dan, without vaccinations, the probability of your existence would be reduced due to the cumulative risk of infectious diseases across previous generations. Diseases like smallpox, polio, measles and mumps, among others, were major causes of serious illness and sometimes death before the introduction of vaccines and are now largely controlled or even eradicated. Thanks for sending in that question. Next time, we'll be answering this question from listener Garth. He writes, why is the population of South Korea 100% lactose intolerant, while countries like the UK 8%, Sweden 7%, or Ireland 4% are so low? If you think you know the answer, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. Be sure to drop us a line also if you have a question of your own. chris@thenakedscientists.com is the address. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.